Life Audio.
You're listening to Everyday Prayers with Million Praying Moms, where we're dedicated to helping moms pray God's word for their families in the areas they need it most. I'm your host, Brooke McLaughlin. Over the last decade, we've helped thousands of moms make prayer a priority for their families. Our mission is to help you do the same. Prayer is not a last resort. It's our first and best response to the challenges of parenting, a partnership for the hearts of our children that God invites us into. It gives me great pleasure to welcome to the show today the original co-founder of Million Praying Moms to share her devotion, Erin Mooring. To learn more about Erin, to get a downloadable prayer guide to help you follow along with this month's prayers, and the devotions and prayers from this month in written form, visit today's show notes at millionprayingmoms.com. After this short word from our sponsors, we'll pray God's word together for our families.
Is it hard to spark meaningful conversations with your kids? Whether you're a homeschool hero, planning activities for the next family vacation, or simply gathering around the dinner table, we've got something that can help. Introducing the Daily Family Conversation Starter by best-selling author Katie Clemens. This remarkable book offers 365 imaginative ways to connect with your children in just 5 minutes each day, with prompts like, "Who made you laugh today?" or "What would you do if you had a tail?" These simple questions open up a world of laughter, curiosity, and deeper connections. From dinner time to sleepy time, the Daily Family Conversation Starter is your key to creating memories that will last a lifetime. Don't wait to transform your family's daily routine into an adventure of discovery and fun. Grab your copy of the Daily Family Conversation Starter today, wherever books are sold.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Hey friends, it's Brooke McLaughlin again with a brief but important announcement. Everyday Prayers with Million Praying Moms has grown to the point that we desperately need to hire part-time help. Your support helps Million Praying Moms keep this podcast going. All funds provide for the work of the team and the systems necessary to bring you a new episode each weekday. So, in the next month, we're asking God to provide 100 new supporters. That's a big ask, I know, but we believe God can do it. Would you be a part of his provision? You can join us in prayer for this need, or you can get directly involved by supporting the show yourself. Just visit patreon.com/millionprayingmoms to learn more or find out more in today's show notes. Thank you for considering a partnership with Million Praying Moms. Together, we can reach moms with the message that prayer is not a last resort, but the first and best response to the challenges of motherhood. And now, today's devotion and prayer.
Proverbs 12:18. There is one whose rash words are like sword thrusts, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. There is one thing in our lives that holds great power that can be easily used for both great good and great evil. I have seen it bring people together and tear others apart. I have used it for both wonderful and terrible purposes. It is something none of us can escape. I'm talking about the power of the tongue. I can think of so many examples of the two-sided power the tongue holds, but the ones that stick out most clearly in my mind are related to my life in music. I decided to try out the flute in fifth grade band. As hard as I worked, it did not go well. 2 weeks into the school year, I still could not make a sound on that instrument, and my mom called my band director to find out what to do. The director was understanding and kind and guided me in a new direction to the clarinet. I never once felt stupid or untalented. I went on to be a 4-year all-state clarinetist in high school and got a bachelor's degree in music education. Her early and ongoing encouragement has stuck with me for decades. As I started working in classrooms during college and then took over my own elementary music classroom, I encountered students who had the opposite of my experience. I would notice a student not singing or a student acting out in music class. After further investigation, I would almost always find out someone had told them along the way that they could not sing. Whether these harsh words caused the student to clam up or rebel, the effects only worsened as they got older. It's really hard to convince a high school student to try singing when they've continued to believe something negative said to them years ago. Words can harm, but words can also heal. I'm thankful for the opportunities God gave me to speak healing words into the lives of students who then discovered a love of music. The tongue has great power, and under the control of the Holy Spirit, this power can change lives in the best way, all for the glory of God. Ephesians 4:29 says, "Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear." I am more prone to use rash, hurtful words when I am tired, hungry, or stressed. I wish I could just get rid of those conditions forever, never tired, never hungry, never stressed, but because I know that is not possible, I know that time in the Word and worship are the best antidotes. Write out some verses to help you when you feel that critical spirit rising up. Make a worship playlist you can easily access to combat those negative words that want to spill out. Be proactive in filling your heart with words of life, and you'll be more likely to speak them, even when life gets rough. Let's pray for our children. Jesus, I thank you today for the wisdom you've given us in Proverbs. You designed us with a powerful tongue to use for good, sharing the gospel, encouraging others, speaking healing words. But the enemy has taken that power and used it for his own evil purposes. Right now, I offer my words, my mouth, my tongue back to you, that they may be under your control and used for your glory, especially in my home. Help me to avoid the temptation to use rash words and cut others down. Let me be an example of uplifting and healing speech to my family. Move in my heart so that what spills out of my mouth is from you. In your mighty name, amen.
If you love praying together with us on the Everyday Prayers podcast, consider supporting the show with a $5 monthly donation through Patreon. When you join, you automatically receive a new, downloadable, scripture-inspired prayer calendar every month, plus the devotions and prayers from this month in written form. Learn more in today's show notes at millionprayingmoms.com. Till next time, friends, the Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look with favor on you and give you peace.
This is my skyship, Dreamer. My cargo is stories, and our destination, dreams.
With Abide Sleep Stories for Kids, you can help your children fall asleep fast and learn about God. To find these kids' bedtime stories, go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Stories for Kids. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.